Connect FM. And today is Monday. And what we like to do between 12 and 12:30 on Monday is Motivation Monday. Chase away those Monday blues with personal and professional development. So happy to welcome back Dr. Gail Thone, PhD. She's a licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist with certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis. Taught at the University of Minnesota for many years, is now in private practice. And you can find her at perfectlypositive.com. And Gail, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy, healthy New Year to everyone there and all your listeners.
You have some CDs that help people quit smoking, lose weight, have better relationships, move on after job loss, how to sleep better, all at perfectlypositive.com. And here we are midway. Well, we're in the midway point of the new year this month. Many have resolved to improve their lives or health in some way. But by the end of the month, this statistic is startling. 75% of us will have given up. So
phenomenal, isn't it?
Well, So we don't want to be part of that statistic. So I guess let's start with this, Gail. What can we be doing now to improve our odds of keeping up with those goals that we've set for ourselves?
Listen attentively to this, right?
Yes.
Caught your ear, that means there's still hope.
Yes. There you go. You still have the desire, even though the effort may be waning.
Right. And really, the research shows that many people do have to restart a number of times. So don't be discouraged. I can offer a few suggestions. Okay. If you've fallen off the wagon or feel despondent or not successful, it's time really to reassess the purpose of your goal. And was it a realistic goal? Is it a realistic goal? Do you have to reset it, you know, kind of shape it to really work for you? What I always suggest to people, they should write this down or use their computer some form so that they can review it. Okay. And if they're afraid of people looking at it or seeing it, then do some kind of shorthand or just some trigger word. And that will remind you when you're tempted.
A trigger word. Like,
yeah, like fat.
Fat?
Or smelly nicotine or okay. Something that has meaning to you personally.
Okay.
That will remind you why you wanted to kick this bad habit.
Okay. All right. And now I didn't mean to interrupt you because you were going on to another group.
Not at all. I'm so excited if we can help people.
Right, right. Well, okay, I got to think about my trigger word.
Well, I like fat, personally.
Well, I guess
snap me right back into
it. You know, I think
I'll
go,
watch it.
I'll go muscle tone because that's really what I want. I miss feeling my muscle, that's because that's one of them, trying to incorporate exercise. George and I walked both days this weekend.
Excellent.
So, you know, just
great.
Starting to get back into it. I found some beginner workout exercises so that it's really easy for me to get going. But muscle, feeling my muscles, that's going to be my keyword or
that's
whatever
good.
You could, trigger word.
Yeah.
Trigger word. And you also gave yourself another helper. If you can pair it with a physical reminder, in your case, for example, maybe squeezing your bicep at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Each time setting the goal both mentally and physically.
Okay, that's
and
a great
And then the
tip.
Third piece, of course, is spiritual, whatever that means to the person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could bring that part in it, that sometimes can refocus you.
Okay.
And how great to have a partner that you can share the goal with, uh-huh. Perhaps work at the same goal together and support one another.
Yeah, that, you know, that is so key. And you hear that time and time again, if you can get a buddy. And anymore today with social media, your buddy can live states away and then you just kind of report to each other. I mean, it's
absolutely
great if you have somebody that you can go to the workout facility with, but the way things are today, I mean, you could be texting each other when you arrive. So that's pretty nice that, that technology allows us to be able to connect and help each other in such ways. Now, I guess what's key, and I think the hardest part, Dr. Gail, is that, you know, we want to quit a bad thing, whether it's smoking, whether it's eating bad things, whether it's not exercising, whatever it is. How do we sever our desire for that bad habit that we know we need to quit?
That's a great question. And to be honest, some of us will never sever the desire, but we can learn to harness it and control it.
Ah.
I admire people who totally sever the desire, but most of us, we're going to just learn to live with it, harness it, control it, stay on track. I can give, I would say, one example, but we're a long, long journey. There does come a time in many people's lives when they no longer would think of indulging in that habit. But if we learned anything from the AA model, you know, for Alcoholics Anonymous, it's that it's an everyday battle, challenge, and then it becomes a joy every day not to indulge in, you know, in that habit.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, that how it'll transform at some point.
Right, to a celebration. One day at a time has been a very successful model. Mm-hmm. One meal at a time, one snack at a time, one challenge at a time. If you're looking for a job, you know, you might not have instant reward there.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, every day you're moving toward the goal.
It's interesting because as the new year comes along, that's when people tend to make their resolutions. This is the time of year, just a couple of weeks in now. You know, there's such a strong desire. You have all of this passion. I'm going to do this. I'm ready for this. I want to do it. And this is the year. But then that enthusiasm tends to wane. Why is that? Why is it so hard to continue with our goals?
Well, the goals we're talking about are pretty ingrained habits, you know, that most of us have indulged in as having the privilege of being Americans. All this is accessible to us. And so they're pretty ingrained habits. Habits take usually at least 28 solid days of success to get a good foothold.
Okay.
So that's a long time for a lot of people, but it's not impossible. Millions of people around the world globally have mastered, you know, harnessed these addictive behaviors, and they're just like you and me. Mm-hmm. So set that goal. Now, some people will benefit from professional help or outside motivation, and you hit right on it, Mary Lynn. They might be doing it for charity. So every time you think of indulging, remember, I pledged this much, you know, to such and such charity.
Mm.
So it's a higher goal.
It's beyond you.
It's beyond you. You've given your word.
Mm-hmm.
And other people get into programs where they penalize themselves for charity. Every time I indulge in this addictive behavior, I donate so much to something that's abhorrent to me.
Okay.
So you can say to yourself, well, it's a good cause, you know, I can live with it. It's something that's abhorrent to you, and you wouldn't dream of donating to it.
Oh, really?
Does that make sense?
That would be very difficult. I'm trying to think of what charity is abhorrent to me.
Probably charity is too kind a word. Cause or movement.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I can think of some movements now, especially with the political season, that I would never donate to.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to. Oh, that's interesting.
And that's very motivating to think, if I do this, then that cause or motivation is going to benefit from my breaking my own wish and goal.
Oh.
And again, some people will benefit from professional help and not to be embarrassed about seeking it and asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
There is quality, even free counseling.
Right.
And
like what we're getting right now.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm sort of paying forward because I'm like everyone else struggling with the same issues. And I often will talk to a friend or peer because I feel like I need to walk the walk.
Yeah, you're held to a higher standard, Dr. Yep. Gail. And we are talking with Dr. Gail Thome, PhD. And you can find Dr. Gail at www.perfectlypositive.com. That's where you'll find her CDs. She's got all kinds of things there to help you with quitting smoking, losing weight, better relationships, how to move on after job loss, how to sleep better. So let's connect about this, Dr. Gail. You recommend in your quitting smoking CD, and I think this would work no matter what it is, if you're trying to quit eating bad or if you're trying to quit, picking the wrong guy or whatever, mm-hmm. You recommend creating personally empowering statements to aid our resolve. So what is key to making our statements empowering?
Again, you've hit on a really important concept. You know, really nothing in this field is original. I'm just benefiting from longstanding research. And a lot of the research, we call them affirmations.
Okay.
It does show, particularly when we talk about self-hypnosis or any kind of self-talk, positive talk, to keep those statements in a positive frame of mind. So let me give you an example. Instead of saying, I'm not going to have a cigarette now, mm-hmm. we would reframe that into, I'm successfully meeting my goal by choosing a healthy alternative for my body. So it's a positive.
And I guess what I find empowering there is that you're saying the word, I'm choosing.
And you're doing it now. It's not in the future. Mm-hmm. It's a choice, and it's right this moment. I'm in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Some people find it helpful, again, to have like little flashcards mm-hmm. or a picture of themselves at goal. And we talked a minute ago about pairing the verbal with the physical
mm-hmm.
Touch. Maybe it's your stomach or whatever area of your body that you might want to tone up or lose weight, or a smile, or whatever it is, to pair the mental, the physical, and the spiritual.
Okay.
Can be very powerful.
It was interesting how the trigger words you said could be negative. It could be something you could throw something out there, your trigger word. This is the reason why you're doing what you're trying to do, the change you're trying to make. But yet your empowering statement needs to be more positive and needs to be more about, I am doing this. I am choosing this now.
I feel very strongly. Of course, there's controversies about every kind of self-help therapy. Mm-hmm. But this is a pairing that many people have found successful. Keep the negative word, because some research suggests that pain is a stronger reinforcer than pleasure.
Mm.
Think of that now.
Well,
it's interesting commentary on human beings, but reward and punishment.
Well, I can tell you, when you fall out of a tree, you tend to be more careful when you climb back up.
True.
If you even get back up into it. So
Exactly. And that's the exact concept, that really for some people, pain is a bigger reinforcer than the pleasure. So I always suggest to people, try both, one negative, mm-hmm. one positive. Play with it till it works for you, mm-hmm. and know that ordinary people can reach these goals. Why not you?
Why not you? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. We want to see what's going on with the markets today. Apparently, there's going to be some sharp pay cuts on Wall Street. So we're going to get the very latest with that here in a moment. When we come back with Dr. Gail, we'll talk a little bit more about empowering statements. Maybe we could get a couple more examples of good empowering statements. And then also something that Dr. Gail suggests is establishing exercise to strengthen our ability to say no to the bad and yes to the good. We'll find out what kind of exercises she's talking about. It's Motivation Monday here on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. A talk radio station. You can hear loud and clear day and night on FM or 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. 1224. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Happy Monday. That's what we try to do with Motivation Monday, make it a happy Monday with personal and professional development. Dr. Gail Thoen, PhD, licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and therapy family therapist with certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis, is on with us today. And you can find Dr. Gail at www.perfectlypositive.com. And since Dr. Gail has all kinds of great CDs to help us have healthier lives, make better choices, thought, who better to talk to about keeping up with our New Year's resolutions or those goals that we made coming into the new year. Here we're a couple of weeks in, and this is where people start to taper off this week, next week, and by the end of the month, a lot of people have just given up completely.
And I'm one of them. I just have been cheating so much, or too much of my bad behavior keeps creeping in again. And I want to throw in the towel and say it's just too hard to be good.
It's too hard. Well, and Gail, Dr. Gail, what would you say about that? It's just that you can't snap your finger and suddenly change.
I know.
Right?
Right. And Diane, how lucky are you to have Mary Lynn as a buddy?
There you go.
Someone who might be willing to help you, and you could help each other and not beat yourself up about falling off the wagon, but you know, getting back in the saddle, all these little metaphors we've heard all our life.
Uh-huh. Well, I see Mary Lynn is more of the temptress, though.
I'm what?
You're more the temptress, someone who would be cheating with me.
Now, come on.
I'm just saying.
But we would have to hold each other accountable to that.
Okay. We can
try
that.
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, we can both say, oh, I'm cheating today.
Right.
But then there will also be days where where I would say, nope, we're not cheating today, and that would motivate you. And there would be days where you would say the same to me, and that would motivate me.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's
going to be some days where we align on cheating, but, I mean, come on.
It's a mutual cheat day.
Yeah.
But we've been working so hard, we get that bonus or
something. Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Gail, we were talking about creating, and here's what we could do, Diane. We could hold each other accountable to create our own empowering statements.
Yeah.
And that's something that Gail recommends.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Gail, you had given us an example of an empowering statement. Could you give us another example?
I was thinking about it. As you might guess, it needs to be very personal.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be in the present. So if we're talking about weight loss or muscle tone, it could be as simple as, I am toning my muscles now.
Okay.
I love the way I feel and look. I love taking care of myself and making healthy choices. Anything that feels good to you and feels right, and then again, pair it with something physical. It could be touching a body part. No one has to know about this. You know, it happens very quickly in the second if you practice it as much as you can during the day silently and when you're alone, maybe out loud.
Mm-hmm.
One suggestion I often give to people is to watch professional sports people before they're entering into the zone, you know, where they're just doing things automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost see them, we call it self-talk, doing their affirmations or that one trigger word.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best places to watch it is a ski run when the skier is right ready to make their run.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them just saying their word, or a baseball player, or what. You know, whoever is your favorite athlete, they have a trigger word that instantly puts their body, mind, and spiritual journey together for them to help them be at their best.
Okay.
And, you know, we can do that. Ordinary mortals, you and I can do that. Diane, you can do it.
Okay.
Listeners can do it.
Just think of your trigger word and think of your empowering statement.
All right.
And then the key is to keep repeating that.
Uh-huh.
And just like any other, any bad habits we've picked up, if you repeat, then you'll pick up this good habit.
You two might want to consider having the abhorrent cause donation.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
If you don't do it, you've got to donate to a cause that you would never donate to.
Right.
And give the money to each other, so there's no cheating there. Right. You did it.
I'm gonna have to donate money to
Barack Obama. Oh no, that would hurt. That would hurt. Okay, another thing, Dr. Gale, that you recommend is to establish exercises to strengthen our ability to say no to the bad and yes to the good. So yes. What kind of exercises are you talking about? I know we've got, you know, we'll come up with our trigger word and we'll lean on that. We'll have our empowering statement. What are these exercises you recommend?
Well, they are physical sometimes, but mental. Also, sometimes it's as simple, you know, as practicing 10, 50, 60 times a day what it is we want as the end goal. And other people tell me often that they say a silent prayer. If that fits with their spiritual belief, you know, God, please help me, or whatever higher power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only exercise in the sense of physical, it's the mental.
It's a mental exercise.
It's mental paired with the physical and the spiritual.
Okay.
And for some people, it is physical. I know people when they're tempted to eat, what they set up is, you know, doing sit-ups or sucking in their gut.
Okay.
So whatever you can do in private as well as in public to have a variety perhaps of choices that are positive affirmations.
And there are just quick little things that you can do, because I guess that was my next question, but you've just answered it. Everybody's so busy. Mm-hmm. But if you're just doing these little reminders to yourself every day multiple times, then that's a key way to keep yourself on track and on target and also not allow yourself to give up, even if you wane a little bit.
Exactly. It's not about perfection. And it's just slowly edging toward the goal. Some mm-hmm. of us maybe run the lap faster, but mm-hmm. we all can get to the goalpost.
You just got to keep telling yourself you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
And you two think about your abhorrent donation.
All right.
We will. And Diane, one of the most charitable people I've ever known. I can't imagine you having to actually give money to something you didn't want to give money to.
What would that be?
Yeah, that's interesting.
But then you think of that every time you think of indulging and whatever the habit or addiction is that you wish to demolish.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Yep, that's very interesting. Well, think about that, because pain. Oh, I don't like pain.
No.
I don't like pain.
It hurts.
All right. Well, Dr. Gale, thank you so much. Always just a pleasure having you on for Motivation Monday. And you can find Dr. Gale at perfectlypositive.com. And that's where she's got some great CDs if you want to quit smoking, lose weight, have better relationships. If you're dealing with job loss and you're trying to figure out what's next, Dr. Gale has a CD for that. Sleeping better. That's so key.
Mm-hmm.
Really, good sleep helps us with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so just thank you for the advice today. We really appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Really, my privilege and a great reminder for me to help me walk the walk.
There you go.
All right. Well, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next month, Dr. Gale.
Same to you. All my best.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.